Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful. More and more parents are asking how to help their children develop deep empathy and compassionate leadership. And I want you to know, this question alone shows how thoughtful and caring you are. If you're wondering how to nurture these profound qualities in your 6 or 7 year old, you're in exactly the right place. Because here's something wonderful that the research shows us. Ages 6 and 7 represent a golden window for empathy development. Your child's brain is going through remarkable changes right now, building the neural pathways that will shape how they understand and care for others throughout their entire life. Let me share what the magic book and the latest research have taught me about this magical developmental stage. First, I want you to know that your child is already showing you signs of this empathy growth. Have you noticed them asking more questions about how others feel? Maybe they've started to recognize when someone looks sad, or they've shown concern for a friend who got hurt. These aren't just sweet moments, they're evidence of profound brain development happening right now. Research from Harvard Graduate School of Education shows us something remarkable. Children who develop strong empathy skills at this age display higher academic achievement, better communication abilities, and significantly reduced bullying behaviors. But here's what I find most beautiful. The empathy your child develops now becomes the foundation for compassionate leadership later. They're learning to see beyond what's visible, to understand that everyone carries invisible feelings and worries. The neuroscience is truly fascinating. Brain imaging studies show that 6 and 7 year olds are developing distinct empathy-related neural patterns. Their brains are literally growing new connections that help them understand other people's perspectives. This is the age when children begin to grasp that other people's thoughts and feelings might be different from their own. Can you imagine how profound that realization is? But here's what the magic book wants you to understand. This empathy development doesn't happen automatically. It needs nurturing. It needs modeling. It needs practice. And that's where you come in, wonderful parent. So how do we nurture profound empathy and compassionate leadership? Let me share some evidence-based strategies that the research supports. First, model empathy in your everyday interactions. Your child is watching how you respond to others. When you show kindness to the grocery store clerk, when you acknowledge someone's feelings, when you help a neighbor, your child is learning that caring for others matters. The magic book reminds us that children learn more from what we do than what we say. Second, help your child name and understand emotions. When you see someone who looks sad, you might say, "I notice that person looks sad. I wonder if they're having a hard day." This teaches your child to pay attention to emotional cues and to care about how others feel. You're building their emotional vocabulary and their awareness. Third, create opportunities for perspective taking. Ask questions like, "How do you think your friend felt when that happened?" Or, "What do you think made them happy?" These questions help your child practice stepping into someone else's experience. This is the foundation of empathy, the ability to imagine what life feels like for another person. Fourth, validate their caring impulses. When your child shows concern for someone, acknowledge it. You noticed your friend was sad. That shows you have a caring heart. This reinforces that empathy is valued and important. And fifth, use stories as gentle teachers. Stories are incredibly powerful tools for building empathy because they let children experience life through different characters' eyes. They learn to care about characters, to understand their struggles, to celebrate their growth. And this brings me to something truly special. In the Book of Inara, we have a story called The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly. This story is about Theo and Miles, two wonderful friends who discover something profound. They learn that adults have invisible worries too, and that small acts of kindness can help heal hearts. What I love about this story is how it teaches children to see beyond what's visible. Theo and Miles learn that everyone, even grown-ups, carries feelings and worries that others can't see. And they discover that compassionate action, those small acts of kindness, can make a real difference in someone's life. After you read this story with your child, you might have a beautiful conversation. You could talk about how everyone carries invisible feelings. You could ask your child to think of small acts of kindness they could do to help others feel better. This is compassionate leadership in action, noticing when someone needs help and choosing to act with kindness. The research tells us that children who develop empathy at this age show measurable increases in prosocial helping behaviors. That means they don't just feel empathy, they act on it. They become the kind of people who notice when someone needs help and choose to offer it. They become compassionate leaders. And here's something the magic book wants you to remember. You don't have to be perfect at this. Your child doesn't need you to have all the answers. What they need is to see you trying, to see you caring, to see you modeling empathy even when it's hard. Every time you acknowledge someone's feelings, every time you show kindness to a stranger, every time you help your child understand another person's perspective, you're building those neural pathways. You're nurturing the profound empathy and compassionate leadership that will serve them throughout their entire life. The experts at Harvard emphasize that building empathy requires more than just asking children to walk in someone else's shoes. It requires structured approaches, meaningful practice, and genuine opportunities to understand diverse perspectives. And you're providing all of that through your daily interactions, your conversations, and the stories you share. So keep going, wonderful parent. Keep modeling kindness. Keep having those conversations about feelings. Keep reading stories that open your child's heart to understanding others. You're doing something truly beautiful. You're raising a compassionate leader, someone who will make the world a kinder place. The Magic Book and I are always here to support you on this journey. And remember, every small moment of empathy you nurture today is building the foundation for a lifetime of compassionate leadership. With love and starlight, Inara. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend.